The former University of Idaho provost has now been to several community meetings to clarify proposals behind his 8 bold ideas. Soon after Doug Baker arrived on campus last year, a multi-day brainstorm session outlined short-term and long-term priorities for the university. They include making changes to the sprawling university so students can get across campus within 10 minutes, either by walking, biking, or taking a lightweight shuttle. Other physical changes would include fewer tower-style residence halls and more shops around the core campus near the library. There's also that word communiversity that keeps getting tossed around. It's looking at ways to improve the physical and ideological connections between the campus and downtown DeKalb. In other words, make DeKalb a cool college town. President Doug Baker.
A vibrant city will help us attract faculty, staff, and students and retain them, and vice versa. A vibrant university is going to attract more people to the community and will be in a positive cycle.
In those early talks, stakeholders included representatives from the university and the city, but some residents feel the net wasn't cast wide enough. As a result, public meetings were called in an attempt to get as many people as possible to the table. County Board Member Misty Haji Sheikh is also with Preserve Our Neighborhoods, a group of citizens who live near the campus.
All of these meetings have been neighborhood-led as far as a request. So I think it is the turn of NIU and the turn of the city to take it up from here and come back toward us with, here's how you can help us, here's how we can help each other, here's what we want to do as we go forward. We don't want to see concrete laid down without any input.
One item that concerned residents was the addition of trams to transport students through older neighborhoods, including the Elwood area, to the downtown. Administrators say those vehicles will be tested in the fall around the core of campus, with the option to use them occasionally to connect the downtown to get students to events like farmers markets. Haji Sheikh says it's important for everyone connected to the university to stay on the same page, even if these plans are in the early stages.
The reason I chose my house is I wanted to be walking distance to where everything was happening, where I go to the music building and listen to fabulous concerts. I also wanted to live in a historic area. You have to celebrate having a historic area because you don't get a second chance at history.
President Baker says he's been a little surprised by the reaction from residents.
Our focus originally was on the very core of campus, and the surrounding communities were an additional piece. We could have communicated more with the community at that level.
Still, DeKalb Mayor John Ray says it's a step in the right direction.
I have to admit the university is much more open today and to my administration to having dialogue on those levels.
Last fall, Ray traveled with President Baker to Moscow, Idaho. He says he saw evidence of the positive relationship Baker had with city leaders there, and he would like to see a similar relationship in DeKalb. Ray says he's glad residents are asking questions.
Clearly, the student enrollment, the student retention issues are in front of us, and I think the university is responding. So I think there is an urgency. I don't think it's an overreaction to that urgency. I don't think we're throwing solutions on the table that we're going to regret in 3 to 5 years.
Retired NIU employee Tony Heinz attended a recent town hall meeting and says she spoke with several students who feel academics should be a part of these discussions.
It wasn't a criticism so much as just a reminder that with all of the effort and energy and going into these physical changes, I was hoping that at least as much, if not much more, energy and resources, et cetera, would go into the programs.
Consultant Ron Walters says attracting students should include a balance, as he found in a recent survey of prospective students who decided against attending NIU.
And after touring the other options, including Wisconsin and Iowa, all 4 of them decided to go there instead of here, and their choice was based on their experience walking around the campus in the town. They recognized that we had good programs, but so did the other schools, and so the environment was simply something they were more comfortable with.
DeKalb resident Rich Rice says instead of touting a communiversity, NIU could see the benefit of promoting its role as a commute-aversity.
I know idealistically it would be great if we were like Iowa City, a flagship institution, Madison, Ann Arbor, and, you know, maybe it'll happen. But for the time being, the fact that NIU is in relatively close proximity to home communities makes it attractive to them. And that's an asset. Now, you might not even have those students if it didn't have that. So sort of it's not broke. That's my point.
I think that people should care. I think people, whether you live in the neighborhood or not, DeKalb is your city. NIU is an economic driver, as is the hospital. I think you should care about what goes on, and I think you should be involved.
As the plans develop, Misty Haji Sheikh says neighborhood groups will continue to press leaders to keep the discussion going. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.